This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Buddha was born in India, and he became a monk when he was 29. And at the age of 36, he attained enlightenment. And after 49 days, after attaining enlightenment, he taught. His first teaching is Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. So, Four Noble Truths is also the main foundation of Buddhism. Main foundation of Buddhism, and is the essence of teaching of the Buddha. So, what is Four Noble Truths? Is truth of suffering, truth of cause, truth of cessation, truth of path. So first Buddha taught truth of suffering. He talked about suffering. Then many people become bored. Buddha's talking about suffering. We are already suffering, and still Buddha talked about suffering, then makes me more unhappy and sad. Then why Buddha talk about suffering? So Buddha talked about suffering because for good reason, not for bad reason. Good reason, because he talked about suffering to explain its solution. So if we don't know the solution, then we will remain with the problems. Then we don't know how to fix it. Something like that. If in our house, when our fridge, fan become useless, then we try to fix it. We need to know what the actually cause. Then we need to fix there. But people, when we suffer, then we don't know how to solve the problems. We are always seeking the solution outside. But actually the solution is within us. That is Buddha, why Buddha taught about suffering. Like a So the truth of suffering is there are three kind of suffering. Suffering of suffering. So suffering of suffering means physical pain, mental pain, sadness, fear, anxiety. Those are suffering of suffering. Or changeable suffering. Changeable suffering means those worldly pleasure, like eating delicious food, and eating ice creams, watching movie, listening music. So those are changeable suffering. Changeable suffering means actually those are pleasure, but it is very easy to change into suffering. So, but we strong believing that is substantial, that is the main, that is, it's like a stable, permanent, and that is the main goal of our life. We believe, strongly believe, and then we fall into suffering, because it changed into the suffering. So I give you easy example. Like one movie that you like, very favorite movie, something like Titanic. This is my favorite movie. I like, you know. So then someone asks you to watch, then one time is okay. Then someone say that you watch that whole one month again and again, then they will give you food and everything. You just stay in room and watch Titanic for 1 month. Then we start feeling frustrated. Then where is that pleasure now? We change, you know. We start feeling prison. Then we start disturbed. Then we start feeling, oh, this is punishment. So that means those are short-term pleasure, which is easy to change into the suffering. So that means we need to be careful. Like we need to know where to stop, control. Don't let them control ourselves. We need to know how to enjoy our life. Like where to stop. So like a delicious food, when we eat too much, then it becomes poison. It's harmful for our body. But actually that is necessary. But we don't know where to stop. Then it becomes problem for us. So Buddhism teaches us that wisdom, where to stop, step back, how to do step back and think twice. And then investigate when someone asks you to, like this is your mistakes, then we need to stop there and step back and try to understand that is it really my mistakes? But we don't do that things. We just jump. We have only one option, that instantly respond. That is our best weapon. Whenever someone point us, someone message us, we immediately reply. That is, we are doing mistakes. We don't know where to stop, how to step back and think twice. And also the scammer scam successful because we don't think twice. We don't know where to stop and step back and think twice. That's why the scammer successful to scam people. So changeable suffering. So, and the third one is pervasive conditioned suffering. So that is the body and mind. Our body and mind is pervasive condition. So that means those arise from cause and condition, are shaped by past karma, and are influenced by ignorance and afflictive emotions. So as long as this body and mind are conditioned by ignorance, suffering is always possible. Okay? So those are truth of suffering. So now, this is problem, our problems. So now, he is going to teach the solution, what is the cause of suffering. Second noble truth of cause of suffering, where does my suffering really come from? And arising from afflictive emotions, desire and attachment, anger, ignorance, those are we call inner poisons. Okay, those are observed how they disturb the mind. Like attachment creates anxiety and fear of loss, anger burns inner peace, ignorance gives raised through wrong view and confusion. So our negative emotions are the main cause of our suffering. But ordinary people think that the time are our cause of suffering. The people are our cause of suffering. The God is our cause of suffering. God is not helping us. We complain to the God. We complain our circumstances. We complain to the people when we suffer. We don't know that the true cause of suffering is our negative emotions. Still, you are not bleeding, I know. So I will explain easily. In our life, our goal, what is our goal of our life? What is purpose of our life is absolutely happiness. We moving every moment for seeking for happiness. Delicious food, how party, watching movie, shopping, or seeking that pleasure. Goal is our goal of our life. So if we achieve that happiness, we need to work for tools. First, we need to tools. So there are four tools to get that goal. This is very important, okay? First tool is healthy body. Healthy body. If we don't have healthy body, then knowledge is nothing. We cannot use our knowledge because we have many very big problems with our body, sick and die early. So then wealth is, insurance is nothing. Insurance cannot help us. So first one is health, healthy body. We need to cherish it if we want. So our body is healthy, then we are not disturbing someone else. Like if we don't take care of our body, then we disturb many people. Like our whole family will worry, our friend will worry, then they need to make payment. They need to come again and again in hospital to look up us. We disturb many people when we sick. So sometimes we say, my body is my rules. Like I don't care what people think, then whatever I eat, this is my life. But when you sick, then that is not your body. That is not your life. That is whole your body of whole your family. So that's why we need to take care of our body for ourselves and others too. So this is one important health. Second is knowledge. Learn more knowledge. We upgrade only gadget. Then we don't know how to use it properly. So then sometimes I say, don't update your gadget, update your skill. Update your skill is more important than update your gadget. So learn knowledge. When we learn more knowledge, that means we are upgrading value of our life. So like when we update, so new phones, people loves new iPhones. Why? Because there are something new inside. Then when we learn something new every day, that means we are increasing our value of our life. So then after 5 years, that person is not same. Something different become. If we don't learn anything, then we remain same like the stone. If we put one stone on the table, then after 5 years, and we look on them, that is same size, nothing change. And we are very good potential of our human life. So learn new things and makes our life more value. Then you don't need to complain that someone is disrespect us. Because when you have value things inside you, people will give value automatically. Same like a iPhone 17 Pro. People, oh, worship. Because there is something value things. So that's why if you really want to have your life value, learn new things. Cleaning, cooking, all, not only that books, inside books. So then when you learn new things, then your life appears something enjoy, joyfully, because people respect you more, and you have more potential, ability, capacity to many things, then life become easier. So second is knowledge. Third is hard work. Do hard work. So our life is same like a, we are someone throw us in a water like a lake. So now we have two options. Do you want to swim and enjoy the journey, or you want to dig down and die? So we have two options. So life is same like this. So that's why we need to same like a, when we eat breakfast in the afternoon, we hungry. Then we need to effort to eat something. Then again we need to eat in the evening because we are hungry again. So life is something like this. So if you look hard work as a burden, then life will be very difficult for us. So learn how to joyfully accept hard work. Then like a, oh, now I'm someone throw me in the lake, now I don't have option. I want to learn swim. So that is art. So hard work. Second, third, the last one is good behavior. If someone is very healthy body, good knowledge, hard working, but the behavior is not good, cruel, aggressive, then nobody likes them. They become isolated. Then feel loneliness, anxiety, empty from inside, disappointed every time. So good behavior is necessary. So if we have these four things, then nobody can stop us to have a happiness, happy life. So don't delete some of them. If you delete one of them, then you will, there is something left. So then happiness will not, you cannot achieve happiness. So health, nobody harm us, our health. We are the one who desire more, do laziness. We are the one. Learn knowledge. Nobody stop us to learn knowledge. We are the one doing laziness, procrastination. We are put our stay in our comfort zone. Nobody, and hard work. Nobody stop us to do hard work. Behavior, nobody make us bad behavior. We are the one. So here we know who is the main enemy, who is the one stopping us to make those four tools to achieve that happiness. Health, behavior, hard work, knowledge, we are the one. That is the Buddha want to ask, that negative power, main enemy is inside us. Negative emotions, laziness, comparison, jealousy, anger, those stop us. Okay? So that is cause of suffering. It's called cause of suffering.